Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol. Absolutely soaking wet. It's raining men on the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you. Well, no one tall or blonde, but short, bald, fat, dumb. I just hurt my own feelings. Damn. We've told you that talk sports. I don't want to. I just talk about the Royals enough. It makes me sad. But something that makes me glad is when we do special events.
Oh, yeah.
I like to reach out and touch people. Come here.
Don't touch me there.
Right. Well, as you know, Nate, that we are hosting a screening. I'm the host. So I'm going to get up. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say a few words, maybe have some Top Gun trivia.
You're going to sing Danger Zone for the whole audience.
No, but I'd like to listen to it. But this Thursday night at the B&B Theater, 135th in Antioch, we're going to have a screening of Top Gun. And the only way that you, that's right, I'm talking to you, can attend this with various members of Sports Radio 810 WHB is to win the tickets on the air, listening to the Border Patrol, the Zone, or the program. I'm going to go. Nate, you're going?
I'm going. I got the whole family coming.
Did you confirm, Marco?
I did. Oh, yeah. I got my tickets.
Are you gonna bring a cot so you can lay down in bed and watch the sequel the way you watched Top Gun, the original, over the weekend in bed?
I just might now.
See? Very comfortable.
Maybe I'll stand in the front row, it all in.
We'll set you up with a bed at the B&B Theater there. More than happy to accommodate you.
Isn't that what the B&B means? Bed and breakfast?
No, that would be delicious. I received a confirmation from Phil St. John, so I'm very excited about that. Hopefully my wife's not listening, but I ordered us matching Top Gun t-shirts to wear.
Ooh. You guys are going to be so cute.
Got to go the extra mile. There's a good chance mine won't.
I thought you were going to go shirtless like Tom Cruise in the volleyball scene.
No.
Looks like they're playing a different sport topless on the beach this time around.
Nah, you can only hope. But we're very excited that we're going to get a chance to watch this movie with some of our listeners and with each other. And thank you to B&B Theaters. B&B Theaters are awesome. For nearly 100 years, B&B Theaters have been serving communities across the nation. B&B Theaters, I go to the B&B Theater out in Liberty. I love it. There's one by my dad's house as well in the Northland. And they got it all from the grand screens, marquee suites, screenplay, MX4D, full bars and restaurants, and so much more. I've told you, have you ever been to one out in Liberty? It's awesome.
No.
I told you they have a wonderful restaurant where I've had a chance to go and watch Richie St. John perform some music at Johnny's Jazz Bar and Grill connected to the B&B Theater out in Liberty. But we're going to be out south off 135th in Antioch. And what was your favorite song from the original Top Gun soundtrack? There's so many. Play this one. I'm somewhat partial to this Tender Love song, as Marco refuses to play it.
I was going to say Take My Breath Away. I mean, that takes me back to a time and place when I discovered some feelings I'd never felt before.
Very itchy. Yeah. Very unsure. Very excited.
It was funny because my son is 12, and he's very into
Berlin.
To flying, you know, he likes to do these flight simulators all the time on his Oculus. He got to do the flight simulator at Whiteman Air Force Base. He's really interested in that stuff. So we were going to show him this movie. So Kelly and Benny watched the original Top right. Gun last weekend, and she said, you know, I kind of forgot how hot and heavy some of the scenes were in that
real
movie.
Hot, said, real hot, real heavy.
Take My Breath Away.
Take My Breath Away by Berlin went on to win the Academy Award for Best Original Song and the Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. 1986. The soundtrack was released on May 13th, 1986. So here we are now. With your chance, we're going to give away, right now we're giving away one pair. You got to wait to hear the sounder before you call 913-318-810. You never know when Marco's going to play it. Damn. He played it. Look at the phone lines go crazy. They all want to see Top Gun Maverick. I want to find my interview I did with two of the actors that in the movie from 2 years ago. This damn movie's been delayed. They're very nice.
Soren Petro and I did an interview out at Lake Tahoe a couple years ago with
Miles Teller. I believe he plays Goose's son. So, Top Gun Maverick, if you want to go, you better be caller number, is it, they said number eight?
That's what it said in the email.
913-318-810, and then we'll give away another pair of tickets a little bit later on, and you can go with us Thursday night to see Tom Cruise, Jennifer Connelly, Val Kilmer, and Miles Teller in Top Gun Maverick.
Don't you think that Marco should have Marissa be answering the phones? But that's like the first learning opportunity for her right there, you know?
What happened there? You don't trust her yet, or what do you want to do there?
I gave her the keys.
Right.
Oh, she's answering the phones now.
Oh, hey! Yeah. Yeah, listen, okay. Put the mic up. Let's hear what she's... Let's hear how she handles it. Nothing so far.
She's
getting the number.
Okay, what's your email?
Right, so she's taking down the particulars.
Let's see how she ends the call. She's very friendly or congratulates them or thanks them for calling in. Thanks for listening.
If she tells them to.
All right. Apparently a very lengthy email.
All right, perfect. Congratulations.
Yeah, see?
Thanks.
A hearty congratulations from intern Marissa.
We'll email you.
Yeah. Well, you get off the phone.
Don't call us. We'll call
you. That's great. Bye.
Yeah. What's the name of the first name of the winner? What do we have there?
Ben.
Oh, Ben.
All right, Ben.
Hey, Benny. Congratulations, Ben.
Benny biceps.
Looking forward to Benny, you're buying the popcorn. I told you, I like jalapenos in it, please. Yep. You can keep the butter off there.
I'm the butter guy.
It's all over my hands. Then you got to, well, yeah, it's all, yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that in the middle of the movie. All right?
A lot of napkins.
I want the jalapenos in there.
You know, my order every time I go to the movies is popcorn with butter on it. Package of Twizzlers and a nice cola.
What are you, 74 years old?
Well,
cola, would you?
At the B&B, it's they got the Pepsi Freestyle machine where you can get all the different kinds of.
They got it all at the B&B.
Sometimes
theaters.
I go Dr. Pepper. Sometimes I go Pepsi with a little bit of vanilla flavoring in it. But I always get popcorn and Twizzlers.
I'll be a little honest. I'll be honest with you. A little disappointed here. I thought, based on my wife's reaction to this sequel, I thought the lines the last couple of days would be filled with women that are demanding to see Tom Cruise in this movie. And Miles
men
Teller,
that are
yeah.
demanding to see men, Tom Cruise.
Man, I want to see. I hope there's another volleyball scene. Yeah. That was my favorite.
Hey, look, when I watched the extended trailer the other day at Doctor Strange, They look like they're. I can't remember what sport. There might have been soccer. Might have been beach soccer. They were playing some other sport
beach
instead of
soccer. Is that
yeah.
a thing?
Oh, that's a thing. Yeah. Just go down to the beaches of Brazil. They're all out there playing.
That's great.
But I don't know. I can't remember what it was in this one, but it wasn't volleyball. It looked like they decided we gotta change it up a little bit. We gotta make sure we got them all oiled up with their shirts off again. But
yeah.
they're playing a different sport.
That's how you get butts in
Maybe
seats.
They're throwing a frisbee. I can't remember what they're doing. They're
You're
doing
all
something.
Over the,
different.
Are they soccer? Is it soccer or
I don't
frisbee?
Know.
I think it's frisbee. Now that you say frisbee,
I was distracted by all of the
right.
the chesty men running around
you,
on the beach.
What are you talking about right now?
What are you talking about right now?
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
No.
I don't know. I don't remember what they're playing. There's a scene, though. There's definitely another, shirt-off scene. What's up, shirt-off?
Right.
Do you have that drop, Marco?
What's up,
shirt-off? Do we need that
Danny
drop?
McBride with, what's up, shirt-off?
If you just said that.
Do we?
I don't know. I'm not sure that we do.
Let's see if I can find it on the trailer. They probably show it.
By the way, the Royals lost again last night. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, I was watching.
So, I don't know. We need to keep that.
Trying to find those chesty men.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay. Do you like Peter King?
I think I know. I know.
Right.
I think. No, I don't know. I'm indifferent to him. I don't really have a strong opinion about Peter King.
Do you value his opinion?
Sure. Yeah. I feel like he's plugged in. I feel like he knows. He has good sources.
Do you read Peter King's Football Morning in America?
No.
Well, you must not like him too much. He was. Remember, he used
to be. I said I'm indifferent to him.
He used to be Monday Morning Quarterback, but now he's Football Morning in America or whatever. So he came out with his official power rankings for the NFL. So you haven't you haven't seen this then?
I have not.
Okay, I like this. This is good, and it's a good read. It's a lengthy. He writes several paragraphs about each team and explains why he has them ranked there in the power. Have you seen this, Marco?
No, just the promoted tweet about it.
Well, just don't. Yeah, if you don't, so don't spoil. We'll see what Nate thinks. Okay, so Mr. Know It All, as you promote yourself, because you tell people I know it all.
I do know it all.
Right
yeah,
now.
I know all of
and
it.
Don't be a homer. You can be whatever you want.
I can't really
but
help
just,
it.
Just tell me what you think. Okay. What's your gut tell you? Who would you have? Whatever you think Peter King has, but who would you have as your number one team as far as the NFL power rankings? And I don't care what they did last year. This is based on what you think they're going to do this year. Who would you have number one? And who do you think he has number one?
I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You put a lot of thought into this.
I feel like he has Tampa Bay.
Who would you have? Who's the best team? Who do you think is the best team in football?
We're waiting.
I mean, I want to say the Chiefs,
but
honestly.
Do you believe that?
I don't know.
Is it the Rams?
I make you so mad if I say this.
Yeah, it made me mad.
Well, it just feels stupid because they get picked all the time. But I feel like the Chargers might.
You say the? Why would you say the Chargers? Where do you even get that
I
from?
I feel like they might make. I don't know, man. I think they might make a big step forward.
Okay, so you say Rams.
Yeah.
You say Tampa or the Chargers, okay? No one's got this. Yeah, number one, Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. That's everybody's pick.
And don't say like that's the obvious thing because you just had 5 minutes and you never said Buffalo.
I know. That's stupid. That was stupid. I should have predicted that he would say Buffalo.
So the Bills had the best margin of victory in the league last year, scored 83 points in 2 playoff games, made a couple of big bets to bolster a good but not great defense in the offseason, signing 33-year-old Von Miller to a deal with $45 million fully guaranteed at signing that's going to blow up in their face when he gets hurt week 4. That's just what I'm seeing right now in my crystal ball.
They signed him for the playoffs.
And they draft corner Kier Elam from Florida. And, well, they say the Miller signing looks great now after his impactful Super Bowl for the Rams, but he's a $21.8 million cap hit if the Bills have to move on after two seasons, whatever, they're all in, okay? So they also added O.J. Howard and second-round running back James Cook to add to the offense. So they got rid of Cole Beasley and added Jamison Crowder in the slot. Number one. So that's not crazy, right?
No, it's not crazy.
Okay. All right. Number two. The L.A. Chargers. Do you think that's stupid? Because I think it's stupid.
I mean, I just said that I might pick him as number one.
You might pick him as number one. I think it's stupid.
I understand.
Okay.
I knew you'd say that. That's why I was scared.
Well, no. You don't have to be scared.
I was scared to
say think it's dumb. What have they done?
They haven't done nothing.
What did you think of their performance in the playoffs last year?
They didn't make it to the playoffs because they blew it.
No, but they're the number two team.
You know, the NFL's weird from year to year, man. You know, like a team that doesn't make the playoffs one year makes the Super Bowl the next.
Seems like they're pretty consistent with not doing anything.
They have been. And that's why it feels silly.
No, I think they could make the playoffs, but I just think it's crazy to put them at number two, the number two team in the NFL. I don't see that. But he goes through and talks about some of the upgrades they've made. Added the best corner free agency in J.C. Jackson. Showed they go out and they trade for Khalil Mack. He's a bit of a health gamble, but they hope to have a 1-2 pass rush tandem of Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. We can help get him over the hump. Drafted guard Zion Johnson, who should step in and start right away.
Beach football. That's what they play. Jesus. Top Gun. Finally.
Have you been looking that up?
I've been watching a bunch of trailers on the official Top Gun Maverick website here. They're playing beach football shirtless. How about that?
Number three, he has
like
the
Point Break.
He has the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah. Johnny Utah. The Kansas City Chiefs.
At that third?
Number three.
That's
power ranking.
That seems all right. All three AFC teams, huh?
He says...
Powers in the AFC.
At a loss were to put Kansas City, this all has the feel of a get-right season. Two huge pieces of KC's puzzle, Tyreek Hill and Tyrann Mathieu left in trade and free agency. Both after GM Brett Veach calculated that all things considered, the team long-term would be better by moving on from them. This sounds great for future free agent acquisitions and re-signing his own players, but Veach understands that the offense could take a step back without Hill's explosiveness, and the defense could too without the leadership and guile of Mathieu.
I remember Aaron Guile playing
right
for the Royals.
He's not involved in this at all.
He's not?
No. And so he does say that as long as Patrick Mahomes is healthy and dealing, as long as Reed Veach have a competitive roster, Kansas City's going to be a Super Bowl contender. And that's how I look at this addition of the team. Someone, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Juju Smith-Schuster, Sky Moore, some combination of newbies, is going to have to produce to make up for Hill. Yes, we realize that. They bring in Trent McDuffie, Justin Reed. He goes into some of the other acquisitions, and the team gets a lot younger. For Kansas City, this offseason has been as much about 2024 as 2022. It'll be up to Mahomes to win some games with his golden arm to prove it's not a gap year. I think he could do it, even with the toughest division of football, even with the Chargers for 1 year, pass him in the standings. You know, whatever. Should say, unless the Chargers coach is responsible for two or three losses this year. So he has the Chiefs at three, the Rams at number four, and then Green Bay at number five. The rest of the top ten, Tampa Bay at six, Cincinnati at seven, Baltimore at eight, Philadelphia 9, San Francisco 10. And if you're wondering where he has the rest of the AFC West, he has Las Vegas 13 and then Denver 14.
Interesting.
Right now, do you who's a bigger threat, Las Vegas or Denver?
Denver. Denver.
You're sure of that?
No, but that's how I feel. I feel pretty strongly about it.
All right.
I'm not a Josh McDaniels fan. I'm not a fan of most former Bill Belichick assistants becoming head coaches.
Who's the best coach in the AFC West besides Andy Reid?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to remind me who the coach is in Denver now.
No, don't you dare. Marco, don't help him.
He doesn't know.
Do you know? He just gave you the worst look.
He doesn't know.
Are you kidding me? No.
Orville Redenbacher.
Who's the head coach of the Denver Broncos?
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, we're going to talk through this. Come on.
I don't remember.
You should know this. You have a connection to him.
Oh, yeah. Nathaniel Hackett. I have his dad's starter jacket in my closet.
Yeah.
Because he dated
my wife's
best friend.
What? You have the Hackett jacket.
I have the Hackett jacket. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We have no idea what kind of head coach he'll be. None.
There you go.
And we have an idea that Josh McDaniels is a terrible head coach because he was once a terrible head coach of the Broncos.
Do you think he'll be good the second to better?
I don't
the
know, maybe. Maybe he'll have learned some things.
You don't think Brandon Staley, and then you get Staley, he's smarter than everyone else, you know?
Yep. Well, so is McDaniels, right?
Yeah, who's the bigger genius there?
Yeah, I mean, he did. So what did he do when he went to Denver? He ran off the quarterback and brought in Tim Tebow.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And now he's run off the quarterback.
Who is the
best
coach?
He hasn't run off the quarterback in Vegas yet, but they've run off the quarterback in Denver now.
Besides Andy Reid.
I'll actually go with the dude in L.A.
By default?
Yeah. And because I'm giving him the opportunity to have learned and grow. You know, he's first year head coach last year. Maybe he learned and grew a little bit that you shouldn't go for it on fourth down every stinking time, even though he's got a bunch of spreadsheets that say you should.
Because you can't say Hackett because he hasn't coached.
Right.
And McDaniels, if you're going on past body of work, like, nope.
Anytime I hear Hackett's name too, all I hear is Jason Whitlock's voice going, can't hack it.
Right. Sack Hackett. And so
my butt hurts.
Paul can't hack it.
And again, this is why I go back, not just Patrick Mahomes, this is why I go back to why the Chiefs, I think, will win the division again.
Right.
It's a head coaching mismatch across the board. Staley's the only guy you can make some type of argument for, but I feel he hurt his team in a couple of key games with some key situations.
He did. Now the question is, you know, how much did he learn from it? And I do think that Herbert's a tremendous quarterback, and he'll be better. They've added good talent around him. But, you know, I know the Chargers have had good rosters in the past and haven't capitalized on it. But I think they're the biggest threat in the division. But Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes is the best coach-quarterback combo in the league, let alone the division. Picking against the Chiefs winning the division is like picking against the Jayhawks to win the Big 12. It can happen that they don't win it. You know, it can happen, but it's pretty rare. So, yeah.
You disagree with this, Marco? You wanted to say something. You wanted to yell at Nate when he claimed that you didn't know who the Denver Broncos head coach either was.
Did he pick a coach outside of Andy Reid in the AFC West?
He said Staley just out of default.
No, not over Andy Reid, though.
No.
No. It was outside Andy Reid.
Yeah, we can't.
I thought he was still coming up with an answer. I'm sorry.
What's your answer? Be bold. Take Nate Hackett.
Ooh, I don't know. I'll take Hackett because of what he was able to do offensively up there in Green Bay. But
it really takes an offensive genius to finally unlock the potential of Aaron Rodgers.
Now he's mocking you. Well, he is just...
Because, you know, there's one thing about Aaron Rodgers, really coachable. You know, I think he really
he liked Hackett. He lost two of his favorite people up there in Green Bay. Adams and Nathaniel are out. Nathaniel.
Well, it didn't seem like his favorite wide receiver loved him too much up in Denver or up in Green Bay, did it?
No.
So then who's going to win the division? Marco.
Kansas City.
Okay, then what team worries you most?
Honestly, Denver.
More than the Chargers?
Yeah, more than the Chargers.
So if you had to pick the order of finish, you'd go Kansas City, Denver.
Yeah. And you got to remember.
Then what?
Then Chargers and Vegas. But you got to remember too, Denver's got the benefit of what their schedule is like this year. They don't have to play teams that finish first in the division. They don't have to play. They get to play
And neither do the Chargers.
Houston Texans. Yeah, exactly. They get to play the Texans. I guess the AFC North being where it's at now makes it difficult, but you get the Patriots again, I guess. Trying to think of what it exactly would look like for Denver, but that's another thing. They get a benefit of the schedule. It's going to be a gauntlet this year for the Chiefs.
The Chargers get Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland, Seattle, Atlanta, San Francisco, Arizona, Miami, Tennessee, Indy, and the Rams.
But it's been like that for the last six seasons, too.
The Chargers, that is a terrible outside of division schedule. My gosh, that's brutal. Oh, the Chargers, they're getting kissed by the schedule big time.
Read the teams.
Jacksonville sucks.
Jacksonville sucks.
Houston sucks.
Yep.
Cleveland?
I don't think they suck. Well,
their quarterback situation going to be week five.
Was that Jacoby Brissett?
Are they better than the Ravens and
Seattle? What's Seattle right now?
The bottom of the NFC West.
Atlanta? What's Atlanta?
The bottom of the NFL. Ugh.
Okay, now San Francisco's good.
Yep.
Arizona? Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Miami?
But I don't know. They got Tyreek Hill now.
Yeah, they got Tua.
That's all on Tua.
Tennessee?
They're good.
Indianapolis is good.
They're good.
Rams, good.
Good.
So they finished with some decent teams. But most of that compared to like what the Chiefs have to deal with outside of the division, that's a joke.
No, the Chiefs are better, so good.
Right.
We can handle it.
Right.
We'll be back into this on WHB.
I thought this was Dirty Dancing. Is this
Why
in Dirty
would this
Dancing?
Be Dirty Dancing?
I should smack you.
Is this in Dirty Dancing too?
No.
It's not?
I've had the time of my life is from Dirty Dancing.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of songs in Dirty Dancing other than that.
A lot of dancing too.
Of the dirty kind. My wife's going to be so disappointed with me right now. That's her... Dirty Dancing is her favorite movie.
That's a good movie.
I've only seen it one time.
That's a good movie starring the late, great Jerry Orbach. What are you laughing for?
Of all the people that you would list off starring in that movie, that's just a flex
Patrick
on your part.
Patrick Swayze is a late, great, yes, of course.
That's a flex on your
Jennifer
part.
Jennifer Grey, yes. Yeah. But I'm not going to sit here and let anyone disrespect the body of work that Jerry Orbach was responsible for.
Was that the dad? The angry dad?
He tried to put baby in the corner. He tried. Yeah. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Are you kidding me?
Dr. Jerry.
Nope.
I feel like this song should have been in Dirty Dancing.
Very lengthy.
Well.
I'm looking. There's a gigantic soundtrack here, but I'm not. No. But,
I think you're thinking of that song by the Four Tops or the Temptations.
I've had the time of my life. Bill Medley's one of the Righteous Brothers, so that's maybe where you're getting it with Jennifer Warnes. But let me. I'm not gonna. I will not sit here and let you laugh at the work of Jerry Orbach. Thank you.
It's just, it's such a flex on your part because that's esoteric name of an actor that most people wouldn't know. And you know it because you know every actor.
No, I don't.
From the, every 80s movie
I know,
ever made.
I know good acting.
You know every actor.
Not all of them.
From the 80s.
Most people thoroughly enjoyed Jerry Orbach from his work as Lenny Briscoe in Law and Order.
Oh, yeah. I never watched Law and Order.
But you know Jerry Orbach, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I recognize him.
And you know this guy.
Yeah, no, I recognize him. I can picture him as soon as you said it. The guy that puts baby in the corner.
Very good.
He played a very good, stern father.
No, let me tell you, Patrick Swayze had a run of movies that is unrivaled.
I was a big... Jennifer Grey, right?
Yeah.
I was a big fan of her.
Have you seen her lately?
Well, she was in the what was that show in, dang it, White Lotus?
No. Not White, no, come on.
White?
Go on. No. What are you thinking
of? Pink Lotus, something Lotus. The show down in Hawaii.
That's not the one I'm thinking of most recently. She was in, okay, the reason I remember this, she was in a show that I recommended to you to watch on Amazon, and then like 2 months later, you start watching, you come in here, hey, I got a show for you to watch, and you told me, I said, oh, is that the show I told you to watch 2 months ago?
Murders in the Building. No, she wasn't in that. The Lotus, wasn't it the... I don't know.
No, she's not in that, no.
What was she in?
She was in Red Oaks.
Red Oaks, that! Dang it, nah. That was
and
a good show.
And you liked it, right?
Really good.
She was in it. She's terrific.
Yeah, that's what it was. There was a show called White Lotus that I watched last year, right? That was good.
Yeah.
She wasn't in that.
She's not involved in that.
No, she was in Red Oaks was really good, though. Really good.
But I tell you, when you had, from 83 till about 91, The Outsiders... Red Dawn, Young Blood, Dirty Dancing, Roadhouse, Next of Kin, Ghost, Point Break. That's a hell of a run for Patrick Swayze, I'll tell you that right now.
You know, a lot of those movies I didn't see until recently.
Next of Kin was just ridiculous, and I loved it.
Never saw
it. It's when his hillbilly family fought the mafia. Oh, that was great.
Great concept. That's a perfect Swayze
and
concept,
they get after
too.
And they come to the city, and they got snakes and moonshine, and they're going to fight the mob. I'm just telling you. Anyone that's seen that damn movie, you know, that's exactly what happened. And it doesn't sound good, but boy, it was. I can tell you that.
Do you think it holds up?
In 1989. Oh, obviously, hell yes, it does. Why wouldn't it?
I don't know.
You know?
Couldn't tell you.
Marco.
I got something for you here on
what
Marco.
What is it? What happened now?
I'm about to send an email to apply for a media credential from Marco for tomorrow night's Sporting Kansas City game. And I think we should have him do some post-game interviews, don't you?
Yes.
Down at
they've
reopened the locker room at Children's Mercy Park for post game interviews
When did they do that?
Last home game, I think, was the first time. So I'm about to type up an email to Kurt Austin at Sporting Kansas City, see if we can credential up Marco here. Because I offered him my tickets.
A media pass requires you gotta like work if you're doing that.
He does not sound interested in this proposition whatsoever.
No, I
did because
I'd offered him.
This?
Well, because I'd offered him. I don't think my family's going to be able to go to the game tomorrow night, so I'd offered him my tickets, and he said, "Well, instead of tickets, could I maybe get a credential, and go work the game?" And I said, "Well, yeah. Why don't you get some interviews for us afterwards? We can play them on the show the next day. Don't you think?"
Well, it's not what I think. It's what he thinks. Did he agree to this? Or are you just doing this on the air?
He seems a little nervous about it. No, but I think you said yes.
Did you invite? First of all, did you offer him tickets just to go to the game as a fan, and now all of a sudden you're trying to get him to work?
No,
this was his idea.
What's happening? What was your idea?
I followed Nate into the bathroom. And
that's true.
Okay.
That's true. He cornered me in the bathroom.
I said, "Please, sir, can I have a media pass instead of your tickets to the game? Because I want to go to the media stuff."
So you want to go to the meet, but do you want to do interviews? Have you done interviews in the locker room before, any sporting events or anything like that?
Yeah, wonderful people at the journalism school in KU give you lots of opportunities to do such things, especially in the sports part of it. So got to go do KU basketball locker room interviews.
See,
KU,
he's ready.
KU volleyball.
You've done this before.
Yeah.
Were you nervous doing those?
Like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very intimidating when it's just one-on-one, or if you're in a kind of in a group with other people, fellow people, talking to some of the best basketball players in college basketball.
In the world. Mm. That's right, Marco. You know.
One time I was so nervous, I asked Quentin Grimes, so what's your first shot going to be at Allen Fieldhouse? You thought about that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's an outside-the-box question. Good. Is there somebody you want to interview at Sporting? Somebody you gravitate towards? You get to wait, let the game play out? Is there something you want to, he can go in there and can he interview anyone, or is it just like, well, certain players have media availability that they'll...
That's a good question. I'm not really sure because I haven't done the post-game locker room stuff for Sporting.
Can he ask Peter questions?
Well, he'll do a press conference. You can definitely go to that and record it. I can...
Is your comfort level to the point where you could be in a... Do you have any idea how many people attend a post-game press conference with Peter Vermees?
I don't know. Probably about 10, maybe.
So you get in there... You got
Daniel Sperry from the Kansas City Star. You got Thad from the Blue Testament.
What did you say?
Thad from the Blue Testament. Mm-hmm. Probably a couple bloggers in there. Maybe a couple TV stations. You might have Aaron Ladd or one of those guys there. So something like that.
That's an in-the-moment thing as far as asking Peter a question.
I
gotta know in the moment. Gotta know which. Gotta let the other guys.
Depend on the results of the game too. Yeah. Peter's an intense guy.
Right.
But anyways, I thought you'd appreciate that. He came in and he volunteered to come out and cover the game.
Okay.
Well, I also just want to watch the game too.
But I offered you tickets. You're like, no, I want to go. I want to go with the press pass. Or are you just excited? You think you're going to get some kind of free food and stuff?
Right.
Is that why you're?
No.
What are some of the amenities you'll enjoy?
They have a refrigerator with like soda pops and waters and stuff. I think there's a pregame.
Well, what's the food though? What's the food situation? What do you mean? You go there every game.
Yeah.
You don't know how they treat the media. Don't act like you're not getting a free meal there.
Well, I don't.
You're freeload with the best of them. You show up. How do they treat these people?
He goes down
with
the club members. He gets to go.
Well, if you do say it, it sounds like you're.
Well, so here's the thing. They have a free meal upstairs in the media room.
Right.
And sometimes I go for that. It's usually like chicken tenders and fries, which is fine,
Were you saying this is beneath you to go with the rest of the media? Be honest.
There's a Hawaiian Brothers in the Shield Club.
Oh.
And you get, like, with my credential, I get a 50% discount.
Say no more.
That Hawaiian Brothers, man.
Say no more.
It's like, I'll pay a little bit extra just to eat the Hawaiian Brothers. You know what I mean?
No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Understood there.
So...
Can he? Does he get a discount being a member of the media?
No, I don't think so. You got to be an employee of the club.
Can you buy his food for him then?
I bet you I could buy him some Hawaiian Brothers with my discount.
Is that worth it to you?
The chicken tenders and fries sounded great.
Well, that's fine,
but I mean,
they got buffalo sauce.
No.
They got ranch and all that stuff for the tendies.
ain't no hooli hooli chicken though. I'll tell you that.
No, that hooli hooli chicken get you.
The mahi or the mali mali or something like that. The spicy
mahi,
one.
Mahi.
Yeah, I like the spicy one,
nah,
too. Yeah, a little pineapple on
Malachi.
The side.
Malachi.
Right.
So.
Malachi was that weird little guy in the Children of the Corn, I thought. Well, I didn't like him at all.
Open Cup game tomorrow night, though, so that means that this game could go to extra time, Stephen.
So set that up. What's the situation here?
This is a round of 16 U.S. Open Cup. So Sporting won their first round game against FC Dallas. That was that crazy game where they were down 2-0, came back, tied the game in the 98th minute. In the last moment of regulation, went to extra time, scored two more goals in extra time to win it. So now they're in the round of 16. And what's interesting about this, when they're playing Houston, so this is not MLS play. Again, for people that don't know, this is a different competition. This is the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Yes, named after Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt.
Yes.
And one of the MLS founders, Lamar Hunt. The oldest soccer tournament in America. I think this is the 107th. Edition of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, and it wasn't always called the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, obviously, but it's the 107th edition of the U.S. Open Cup, and they're playing Houston, who was coached by former Sporting Kansas City legend Paulo Nagamura and assistant coach Jimmy Nielsen, the White Puma, who was you know, the goalkeeper for Sporting. Those two guys were on the Sporting team that won the MLS Cup in 2013. They're now coaching one of Sporting's biggest arch rivals, the Houston Dynamo, now. So that'll be interesting seeing them come to town. And the winner goes to the quarterfinals. So that's tomorrow night, right here on Sports Radio 810, by the way, at 7:30. And if it's unlike regular season games, where if it's tied at the end of the game, they just get a draw, this game there's got to be a winner because it's tournament format. So if it's tied, they go to extra time. If it's tied after that, they go to penalties. So, Marco, it could be a late night for you, Marco.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's already going to be a late night going to the game, so I might as well just work and
get some work done.
Yeah.
Bring we'll us some
the,
sound.
We'll play the hell out of those interviews for you.
Damn right.
That's what you want. So, you're this is good, right? You can do interviews, and we're going to play them. Because now the expectations are heightened.
I don't know. We got a pretty booked show tomorrow,
now
don't we?
Down. We'll make. I'll cancel
Where
guests.
Can we fit it in?
Well, we wouldn't play until Thursday because the game is tomorrow night.
That's right.
It would be weird
to
play it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That would be a unique
Unless
approach
we can
there.
Achieve time travel between now and then.
All right. Well, Marco's going to figure that out, and we'll take a break back after this on WHB.